All right, healers, let's do our life purpose activation, okay? So take a little bit of a horse riding stance. And you're going to, first of all, bring yourself into your secret place. Find your secret place, find your soul. Finding your secret place and getting there is just a really good way to step into your core. So you need to be in your core for this healing. And now take that horse riding stance. So bend in your knees, one hand on your physical, other hand on your spiritual life purpose point. And you just begin to pump your knees a little bit. Feel it really strong. If you want to use your hands, one hand up, one hand down. And breathe. Feel your own life purpose. Right now, your life purpose is to give this person a healing. So you're going to come and stand at their feet, and just for a moment, hold the tops of the feet. Now we're going to start with their left leg. So no matter which hand you are, you're going to begin with their left leg. And you're going to, keeping your spine really upright, stick their foot right onto your chest. Make sure their knee isn't bent. Make sure you're supporting their knee. Make sure your spine is very upright. Push your hips into the table. Feel your left leg from the knee down to the foot. Push it down, feel it, imagine, pretend, whatever it works for you. Take a few breaths, don't forget to breathe. Now you're gonna really gently put their leg down and you're gonna come and stand at the knee on that same leg. Bottom hand hooks across the knee and pulls it to you. Top hand goes to their outer hip. And that knee is gonna move right into your life purpose point. TAs, help everybody out. Watch your hand, make sure everyone's hand positions are good. So now you're feeling inside you, you're not doing anything to the client, you're feeling inside you your own knee to hip on the left side. Now gently place that knee back, being really mindful and gentle so they can't move, that their knee is in the right place. And you're gonna stand up the table to their hip. If their hand is in the way, you're gonna move their hand to their belly. And now we're gonna take that horse riding stance and we're gonna go with your hands underneath. And if you have a hard time getting, you can lift the sheet up and pull their hip up with the sheet. You're going to slide your hands into the spine, across the spine, and hook with your little fingers, and then straighten out your back. No butts. Back very straight. Really, really, really wide stance, horse riding stance. And feel inside of yourself your own physical life purpose point. You can imagine even like that rust-colored jewel. Be very upright. If you need a chair, we can get you a chair. Nice, really long, slow, deep breathing here. Now your bottom hand is staying where it is, top hand. So bottom hand is the one closest to the feet. Top hand is gonna come out and go into their physical life purpose point, but you're going to work a little higher, belt buckle. And And you're going to do your own, light up your own physical life purpose point. It's that beautiful rust color red, like a topaz. Now your bottom hand comes out, top hand stays where it is. You can stand up a little straighter now. And the top hand's going to go to the hip, outer hip, on the same side as you. And you're feeling inside your own body, hip, from your hip to your belly. Feel the line of your own life purpose from your outer hip to your physical life purpose point. Now you're going to feel your whole leg, that whole leg down that side being so strong, pushing into the ground. This is your life purpose. In this moment, your life purpose is to do this healing. We're going to do the other leg. So you're going to put both your fingers, pointy fingers, into your own. Walk to the other foot. Joni, I need you to switch now, honey. My person's switching, but you guys can stay. All right, now we're going to do the same sequence on the right leg that we just did. So feel your own right leg. Give it a good push into the ground. And when you're ready, you're going to pick that right leg. The foot goes into your chest. Hand goes under the knee. And you're going to spark awake their hara line with your spiritual life purpose point. Keep your back upright. Push your hips into the chest. Make sure their leg's not hyperextended. Push your own right leg down into the ground from the knee down to the foot. Feel the strength of your life purpose. Now you're going to gently put that leg down and you're going to come and stand at the knee. Bottom hand is going to go across and scoop that knee right into your physical life purpose point, top to the outer hip. Best you can do, be upright. Now you're gonna feel your own right leg driving down into the ground with the strength of your life purpose from your hip down to your knee. You're gently going to put that leg back and come and stand at the hip. You might need to move their arm. And you're going to take a deep horse riding stance now. Both hands go across the spine, hook the spine, and bring it right into that life purpose point. Your legs are bent. Your back is straight. You can be in a chair if you need. And you're feeling your own physical life purpose point light on fire. This is the fire that you have for the passion that you have for your life purpose. And in this life purpose point, it feels like passion. Bottom hand stays where it is. Top hand comes out and goes pointy fingers into this physical life purpose point. You're going to charge theirs by charging yours. So really imagine like that jewel, like that topaz, that carnelian lighting on fire like a light bulb inside you. Top hand stays where it is. Bottom hand comes out from underneath them and goes to the outside edge of the hip. So now you're going to feel on the right side from your belly down to your outer hip, Now I'm feeling both your legs, all of your two legs going down, down, holding the strength. Your legs walk your path. Feel how strong they are. Now bottom hand goes into the physical life purpose point in the belly. Top hand goes to the spiritual life purpose point, which is the thymus gland on the breastbone. It's that lovely teal colored green. You're gonna feel both of these points in you. Move the energy, light up that spiritual life purpose point and move the energy from the physical life purpose point up into the spiritual life purpose point. Like now you're feeling the passion, the love, the devotion for your purpose. It takes devotion to live your life purpose. We feel the passion in the lower one and we feel devotion, bhakti, bhakti yoga, like bhakti, the devotion of the heart. If you're sweating and feeling hot and your heart's beating, you're doing it right. Now that bottom hand is gonna go to the spiritual life on the thymus gland. Your top hand is gonna go kind of flat and in perpendicular to the energy coming right down into the top of their head, and you're gonna feel in you where that hara line, where that life purpose line comes in the top of your head and lands right in your heart, right in this spiritual life purpose point. Giving you the aha moments so you know what to do. Helping you feel connected to this devotion, the devotion that it's devotedness to your own spiritual journey that brought you here today. Feel the power of that through all the obstacles, through all the mishigas that you had to get through to get here today. That's the strength of your devotion. Now you're going to bring the two heels of your hands together over the spiritual life purpose point. And you're strongly going to connect to the whole life purpose line. It's a big, strong motion with a breath. Now you're going to feel and make sure you're really parallel, that you're really, you got to lean over the table a little bit to be right on top of this line. Open your eyes and make sure you're in the right place. Now you're going to feel the line of energy coming in the top of your head, going through your whole spine, down your legs, down into the ground. Your total commitment to live your life purpose, which you have, or you would not be here today doing this healing. Now you're going to collect the heels of your hands together over that spiritual life purpose point and make the clamshell hands. One hand on the bottom, one hand on the top, like a little clamshell. And now we're going to honor in this person the entire journey that it took for them to get here. Maybe from where they had to get when they got up this morning, or what happened in their childhood, or whatever happened in their past lives, all of that. We're going to honor and we're going to bless them. We're going to recognize their remarkable uniqueness. And you're going to turn to the left, take a step to the left. You're just going to turn on your own spot. You're not really moving, just turning in a circle. If you want, you can close your eyes, honoring, acknowledging the miracle of this person, the amazing sacred journey they've been on. Whenever you get back to where you started, you gently release your hands. Just release them. Let the energy go. And take a step back from the table. Take a breath. You did awesome. Really deep breath. Release anything down the grounding cord back into the ground. find your own heart, put your hands on your heart, find your own secret place. Keep breathing and releasing anything you might have picked up down the grounding cord. Let it all go. Find your way back to your own self. And now, very gently, you're going to bring them back. We're not going to give you a lot of time to talk because we have to hit the other side of the healing before the entire school walks in here for the meditation. So really, like, 1 minute to share, and then we're going to switch, and you can talk at the end, okay? Okay.